Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott.
The premier entertainment culinary solutions show online, here on the Industry Entertainment Network. I am your host, Chef Elliott Farmer. With this platform, I, along with my producers and sponsors, will highlight rising talents from the culinary and hospitality industry. We will host celebrity chefs, family cooks, food creators, culinary authors, and food networks. I am excited to be here with you today to share my occupation, my passion, and my purpose. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Our NIN highlights business of the week is the Now Boarding Corporation. The Now Boarding Corporation is a nonprofit organization determined to increase annual study abroad rates among minority male youth across the United States. Based in Los Angeles, this organization will target high school teenagers from lower economic backgrounds. Currently, African American males make up less than 2% of annual study abroad statistics among undergraduate students in the United States. The Now Boarding Corporation will offer unique opportunities for minority males to embark on culturally enhancing experiences with no out-of-pocket expense. So for more information, please go to their website, which is www.nowboardingcorp.com. That's www.now, B as in boy, O-A-R-D as in David, I-N-G-C-O-R-P as in Paul.com. When you connect with them, let them know that the Industry Entertainment Network sent you. We take you from coast to coast with our Festival of Food Tour this foodie season. West Coast. Still going on now through the end of spring, so you have a couple of more weeks out there in Beverly Hills, California, is none other than the Beverly Hills Vintage Bouquet Wine and Food at the Greystone Mansion. So for more information of how you can get tickets and participate with that, please go to their website, which is www.vintagebouquet.org. www.vintagebouquet.org. East Coast, happening next Sunday, June 18th, the annual Family Food Fest Atlanta, taking place at the Georgia Freight Depot in downtown Atlanta, Georgia. Featuring TV personality celebrity chefs, Chef Trey Gay, Chef G. Garvin, and yours truly, Chef Elliott Farmer. For more information on how you can get tickets, you can go to the familyfoodfestatlanta.com website. That's www.familyfoodfestatlanta.com. Well, coming up on the show, we got some tips of the week for you and some recipes that I love. And tonight we have an interview with the distinguished, and I do mean distinguished, and phenomenal founders and owners of Burgess Brothers Barbecue and Burgers, none other than my good friend, celebrity chefs, Jonathan Burgess and his twin brother, Matthew Burgess. Listening family, I'm especially inviting you to tune in for the entire hour as we have a great show for you tonight. So listen online at www.chefelliottsol.info or via mobile by dialing 718-766-4964. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
In the wake of tragedy, a phoenix rises to restore hope needed by many to mobilize and effect the change they seek. In preparation for change in our communities, the Real Talk with Anita Spencer radio show reflects the expertise of author, entrepreneur, culture curator, and community educator Anita Spencer. Her life's experiences and purpose both lead her to awaken, empower, uplift, and strengthen families around the globe. Tune into her show weekly to have your spirit elevated, your mind broadened, and receive the inspiration to build yourself and others up. Listen to Engage in Real Talk to get real solutions to real issues that affect our communities. Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. only on the NEN.
We won't land. Yeah, we won't land, y'all. Come on.
Walk right up to the sun, hand in hand.
Hand in hand, every man.
Walk right up to the
every
sun.
Woman.
We won't land.
Are you a recent graduate, a displaced professional, or a subject matter expert looking for an opportunity? Or maybe you're seeking to advance your career in information technology and cybersecurity? If so, then Lanier Data Assurance Solutions, Inc. is the company for you. Lanier is a professional services consulting firm located in Washington, D.C., Largo, Maryland, and Jacksonville, Florida. We are comprised of highly experienced certified security professionals, as well as subject matter experts in the science of information security and privacy. Lanier has established a solid reputation for excellence by providing superior services to every client. This credible firm brings a wealth and expertise to the profession. If you are interested in managing work, excellent compensation, contract and travel options, contact Lanier Data Assurance Solutions today. Like us on Facebook to get real-time opportunity announcements at facebook.com/Lanier, which is L-E-N-E-E-R, or call 301-476-1844. You can also email us at info@lanier.net.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott.
Well, welcome back to Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions radio show. And now that we are all settled in, I want to remind you, listeners, you are welcome to call in with questions or comments for myself and or my special guest. Please dial 718-766-4964, press 1 to be identified, and please remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. Now I'd like to share two very special tips of the week and two recipes that I absolutely love. Listen, it's the springtime, you know, getting into the summer months. And so you have the children out, and usually when you have kids out, you're around, you know, making cookies. Listen, make sure your cookie dough is nice and cold before you start baking. Now, cold cookie dough will equal actual cookies. You understand what I'm saying? Otherwise, if you don't use cold cookie dough, so after you've mixed up the batter for your cookie dough, because I know you're making them from scratch, go on and cover them, that batter, put it in the refrigerator for a couple of hours, or if you can do it overnight, that's even better. So it can be, you know, definitely chilled, definitely cold. And then go on and start scooping out your cookies for your cookie dough. Otherwise, you're going to get just a thin sheet of burned cookies when the cookie dough is at room temperature. And you don't want that. You don't want that at all. This is an even better tip right here. Instead of using flour to roll out your dough on when you're like making rolls or making biscuits or what have you, or bread, listen, use powdered sugar. Yes, powdered sugar. Blew my mind too. Because what this is going to do, the sugar is going to melt into the dough when it's baking, right? And you're not going to get that white dusting on your treats while they're baking. A lot of times when you're using that flour, sometimes you over, you know, flour your surface there. And it gets all into your baked goods, and it doesn't actually fold in there. So it's still got that white dusty on the top of your baked goods. So you don't want that. So to prevent that, use powdered sugar. Now to some recipes that I love. And this is a tribute to our good guest tonight, the Burgess brothers. Listen. Barbecue chicken, oven barbecue chicken. Get you your 8-piece cut. That's your 2 legs, your 2 thighs, your 2 wings, and your 2 breasts. If you have a 9-piece, that means you have the chicken back. You probably don't know about the chicken back unless you're probably in the southern states. But listen, go on and prepare that. Go on and wash it, right? Clean it. Now, use Chef Elliott's Soul Shaken Seasoning to season your chicken. You're going to season that to taste, and you can get Chef Elliott's Soul Shaking Seasoning by going to his website, which is www.chefelliott.com, C-H-E-F-E-L-L-I-O-T-T.com, and you're going to let that marinate at least 2 hours in the refrigerator, okay? Then you're going to go in and preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Go on and put your chicken parts that you've had marinating with the Chef Elliott Soul Shaken Seasoning. You're going to have them in a single layer and put them on a cookie sheet or a shallow pan. Put them in a 375 degree Fahrenheit preheated oven. Let that cook for about 30 minutes, right? Take it out. Drain the broth off of there. But you can save that because you can use that for future use. Now, add your Burgess Brothers medium barbecue sauce. Yes! Add that sauce, and they're going to tell us how we can get that barbecue sauce when they come on tonight. Go on and, you know, brush that barbecue sauce on those chicken parts. Put that back in that oven for another 30 minutes or so. Make sure the temperature reaches 165 degrees Fahrenheit, and then it is done. And you have a wonderful oven-fried barbecue. Yes, you do. And you can't have oven-baked barbecue without having some good old cornbread. Now, all you need to do, if you don't want to use Chef Elliott's Southern-style cornbread recipe out of his cookbook that you can get out of that same website, chefelliott.com, listen, the Burgess Brothers have a cornbread mix. All you have to do is just get that, and I'm telling you, if you follow the directions, simple directions that they have, a cup of oil, a cup of water, 1 egg,
one cup of buttermilk and that mix and mix that up and put that in an iron skillet, put that in the oven, a preheated 375 degree Fahrenheit oven, and bake that. Oh my God, when I take it out, I like to add a little butter on mine and a little drizzle of honey to, you know, jazz it up a little bit. But that's your recipe. That's it. All right, those are the recipes that I love. Now, today on Chef Elias Entertaining Solutions Radio Show, I am honored to share the technical skills and culinary wisdom of founders and owners of Burgess Brothers Barbecue and Burgers, none other than celebrity chefs Jonathan Burgess and his twin brother, Matthew Burgess. And you are welcome to call in with questions or comments throughout the show. So please dial that same number, 718-766-4964, but press 1 to be identified, and please provide your first name and city from which you're calling. You may also tweet any questions to me at Chef Elliott, C-H-E-F-E-L-L-I-O-T-T, and I will respond to every one of them personally. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you interested in breaking free from the chains of the past and acquiring the tools to change the narrative of your present, your future, and your legacy? If so, prepare to join forces with successful entrepreneur and Black conservative Rob Lester as he initiates provocative and eye-opening discussions on his radio show, Emancipation Rejected. In an effort to mobilize his community, Rob offers a variety of societal views and options for changing the status quo, privately and publicly. He also addresses the benefits of conservatism, capitalism, and constitutional rights, all while providing evidences of real, true freedom in America. Won't you join him in this social exploration? Tune in every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Industry Entertainment Network.
Empyrean PR invites you to seek the highest level of visibility. Empyrean PR and Media Group specializes in total image branding and projection. With our communication abilities and global media partnerships, we guarantee you the image you deserve. Partner with Empyrean PR and introduce yourself to the world, and they will never stop talking about you. Call 202-656-9819 to inquire today. Welcome to an exploration into the discoveries of independent talent on the Industry Radio Show. In this space, your Out of This World super hosts, Zakiya Yuwanda and Nicole Lester, will continue to shed light on extraordinary artists while confronting issues that impact our community, locally and abroad. You are especially invited to tune in to the weekly conversation, meet our phenomenal guests, and learn about the happenings that have landed on our radar. The Review of Industry Radio Show is live every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to taking off with you here on the NEN. Brand ambassadors and business owners, the NEN has two questions for you. Are you ready to captivate thousands of new prospective clients? And are you ready to take your brand to the next level? If the answer is yes to both, then the Industry Entertainment Network is here to help you get there. Advertise with the NEN to give your brand the exposure that it needs on a national and international level to a diverse audience of substance and value. The Industry Entertainment Network is a global entertainment platform that highlights the positive aspects of music, film, culinary, lifestyle, and the beauty industries, with an emphasis on social and cultural issues. Our network features several evolutionary and elevating talk shows that are sure to appeal to your target audience at a fraction of the paid advertisement cost. Increase your business's and brand's value by taking advantage of our customer reach today. Contact us via email at www.welcometotheindustry@gmail.com or by calling 904-469-7511.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Fans and foodies alike, the moment we've all been waiting for is here. Celebrity Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions radio show is in full swing. Tune into the most alluring and entertaining food talk show with Food Network star Chef Elliot Farmer. Join the conversation to get exclusive food event details and gain an all-access pass to interviews with foodies and renowned chefs from around the world. Remember to stock your pantry, pack your fridge, and get your notepads ready for the tips and meal magic happening in the kitchen on Chef Elliot's Entertaining Solutions. Listen live every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NEN.
Chef Elliot's Entertaining Solutions. Chef Elliot.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliot.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliot.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliot.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal it really blows my mind.
Chef Elliot, Entertaining Solutions. Chef Elliot.
Welcome back to Chef Elliot's Entertaining Solutions radio show. Listeners, you are welcome to call in with questions or comments. Please dial 718-766-4964. Press 1 to be identified. And remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. I see a lot of West Coast callers that are tuned in. Now, the moment you have all been waiting for, the distinguished and phenomenal founders and owners of Burgess Brothers Barbecue and Burgers, celebrity chefs Jonathan Burgess and his twin brother Matthew Burgess. Burgess Brothers was founded by twin brothers Jonathan, the fire battalion chief, and Matthew, the law enforcement sergeant, in 2012. The Burgess Brothers are brand ambassadors, celebrity chefs, entrepreneurs, and motivational speakers. Jonathan and Matthew put their heads together to develop and market their signature barbecue sauces and homemade cornbread mix. Both products are simply too good to be kept a secret. Entertainment Solutions family, which we hope you find.
Wow. 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 Wow.
How are you guys?
Oh, man. This is Matthew. I am so excited. You, Chef, I mean, I don't think you know how much excitement I have right now.
I can tell.
Okay, little brother, you done? Well, Chef, this is Jonathan, your little brother.
There you see. There you go with that stuff, John. There you go.
I just want to say a warm welcome. Thank you for the introduction. I love the support. That absolutely amazing, and excited just to talk to you and some of your viewership, listenership, and yeah, I'm ready. I got one question, and I told you weeks ago I was going to ask you this, and I'm going live. I sent you a package of cornbread mix. I sent you a bottle of barbecue sauce. I know you got it. Did you use it?
How you know that? How do you know I got it?
Well, you posted a picture, Chef. You know, I'm following you now on Instagram and Twitter, all that. You got the package.
Yeah, I got the package. But I didn't get it until, get it until yesterday, and my schedule hasn't allowed me to actually utilize it, per se. But I'm telling you, I incorporated, I don't know if you guys heard my recipes that I like for this week, but I incorporated your products into my recipe. Did you not hear that?
I heard the incorporation. I just want to stand. Well, Matt, I'd be remiss if I didn't let everybody know. You know, Chef and I can appreciate, but the cornbread, you got to preheat to 400, not 375. Bake it at 400, folks.
Why Chef, do you want to get 400?
Chef is just, you said follow the instructions, Chef.
Okay, I said it.
You got to follow the instructions.
Listen, everybody, on the West Coast, if you're on the West Coast, or if you may be in a high altitude, then you may have to, you know, adjust that temperature. But if you're able to make that in the southern states where we don't need as high of a heated oven,
that's right.
Then you put that in 375. You understand? I'm telling you now, I know cornbread, but I'm telling you, it looks like it's a very good, well-put-together package of cornbread mix. So I'm excited about it. I did get a chance to read it. And let's go right into it. Matthew, you still with us?
I'm still here, sir. I'm still here. Yes, sir.
Okay, don't let Jonathan take over. He has that takeover spirit.
Well, I gave him a little bit. So, he came out first, but so look, he always want to talk first, so.
He always wants to go first. It's okay. It's all right. Now, listen, we know you guys as celebrity chefs Jonathan and Matthew Burgess, a.k.a. the Burgess brothers, Burgess brothers. But when you're at home, who is just regular Jonathan and who is just regular plain old Matt?
Let me tell you.
Listen, when I'm at home, Chef, you know, a lot of times you'll find me.
If this is Jonathan talking now.
This is Matthew. This is Matthew.
Oh, Matthew,
right
you got
now.
In? Okay, come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So when I'm at home, you will find me lots of time experimenting in the kitchen. Okay, just tooling around, looking at some things that Mom had taught us, remembering, and I'm playing with recipes. I might whip something up for the family. And it's fun. Together, though, it's a hoot. I'm just saying. you put us together, and it's just pure comedy. All the time, you know, around family, friends. We like to joke, we like to laugh, and really, it's about living. And what's laughter? I mean, what's living without laughter?
So a lot of what we do is laugh and have fun.
So that's me at home.
Oh, that's wonderful. See, that's why we get along so well. That right there in itself. When you can incorporate food and family and laughter, good, clean fun. I'm telling you, you can't beat that equation right there. And Jonathan, when you're at home, who are you? Just regular old Jonathan.
Chef, when I'm at home, you know, I'm all business. I'm pretty much the same, Chef. You know, I play around in the kitchen, but more if family, friends are coming over, though, I'm in the kitchen doing my thing. Matt knows it. But I'm the grill master, Chef. You know, when it comes to smoking, grilling, but I'd say barbecuing, that's me, that's what I do. Then just that, you know, as entrepreneurs are, the minds never shut off. Visionary, always thinking.
Always about the next best things with the plural S, the S on the end. not just one thing, but multiple. Now, did you guys, because as I mentioned in the introduction, Jonathan, you're the fire chief, and Matthew, you're sergeant in the law enforcement, but did you have any formal culinary training between the two of you?
Chef, this is Matthew, and I'll answer that. We had the best culinary training, which started in Mom's kitchen, okay? So,
yes.
That is as formal as you're going to get. Did I go to coordinate a little or somewhere like that? No, I have not. However, if you know where we started at, Chef, and I know you know what we're talking about. Okay, our folks have been cooking since the beginning of time. So there is a certificate that culinary school can give you, which is awesome because it's accreditation, it's a validation. But nothing can give you the essentials that you need other than your mother's kitchen or your grandmother's kitchen. And then that's how you actually build. If you go in culinary school from there, you just become a mastery of the skill, of the art, I would like to say.
Yes.
So I hope that answered your question. Formally.
Yeah. Listen, and you got your PhD in it, right?
There you go. there for you, Joe. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. How did you know? Go ahead.
I mean, just to add on that, I mean, and you know our folks always cook from, I mean, and we can go back in time, and I'm going to take the viewers back. Let's just go back to slavery, all right? Most of our folks couldn't read and write, but what they could do, they can look at something. They can taste something, the texture of something. So we call it the LTT, the cook-up. Look, texture, and taste, okay? Because we weren't using recipes. And that's how everything was handed down. Now, we were just able to craft it and turn those that look, taste, texture into recipes that were actually written down to bottle or package so that everybody can enjoy the goodness of Grandma's kitchen.
Yes.
Do you hear me, Chef? You got kind of quiet on there. Do you hear me?
Oh,
Chef?
I wanted to hear you. We have some movement in the background, but I wanted to make sure I hear you clearly. And,
okay,
and
okay.
With those, with incorporating family recipes, traditional recipes passed down through generation to generation, now given to you guys, you have formed the Burgess Brothers. Or how exactly did that come about?
I'll let Jonathan answer that one. Chef, the Burgess Brothers came about, and Matt's just going to tell you, I'm a battalion chief. Matt's a law enforcement officer. I've been 21 years with the fire department. I think Matt about 16 years with CHP. Several years ago, about 7 years ago, one of our local media stations reached out to me and said, hey, we want to have a burger competition between a firefighter and a cop. They knew I had a twin brother, so I said, yeah, we'd come on, and they call it the Burgess Brothers Burger Battle on TV.
Oh,
Good Day
nice.
Sacramento is actually, yeah, Good Day Sacramento is actually what it was. So we go and we battle in our uniforms, and Chef,
cut to the chase,
the
John. I won, Chef.
Because I was definitely going to ask
cut
who
through
won
it.
The battle.
Chef,
yeah, that's the only thing that's really important, Chef, right now. That's really the only thing important. He going through this.
That's
whole
the only
long
thing
story
that's important, right,
out.
Matt?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Chef, but sometimes it's how you win, Chef. We talk about this. Sometimes things are rigged, and I just came to the conclusion of this. I'm a law-abiding
you
citizen.
It was rigged?
My twin brother looks just like I do. He's a cop. If I get pulled over, nothing's probably going to happen, but my heart still races out, jumps out of my heart when I get pulled over. He wore his gun belt, Chef. He wore his gun belt to a burger competition, and it was intimidating for the judges.
No. Listen, were you in your fireman uniform?
Chef, yes, but I didn't bring an axe.
Oh, that's
mean,
not that's
come
all
on, you don't have to wear
it. Listen,
you don't
it was
have to
a battle
belt.
Between the fire department and the police department. Now,
exactly.
I'm sorry that you, with your occupation, you have a water hose instead of a pistol.
Oh, oh wow.
Exactly. And we, listen, Chef, I can't help it that he didn't bring the proper tools to the burger battle. That ain't my fault.
He didn't bring
okay.
That's not your fault. That's right, Matt. That's not your fault. And I can't wait to taste these burgers that won the competition. And so that's how it was created, just from that friendly.
That's how it was created.
Battle.
Yep, that friendly.
Yeah.
That's how it was created.
And
yes,
we've, and from that, we've now you have your barbecue sauce and your cornbread mix, and we talked about that, you know, and I gave a little bit insight on it. But how about this barbecue sauce? You have just the medium level, or is there a hot, or is there are there varieties of the sauces, or how is that about?
Chef, we actually have two flavors. We've got a medium,
okay.
And that's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a bold, which has got a little bit more zing to it. And we call it
oh,
bold because we definitely we want to leave room for the hot.
Yeah.
But we wanted to get two sauces, one that's really hitting. I mean, the medium is absolutely amazing. It's mild is what you got. I mean, children,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
babies have eaten it. I've seen mothers feed it to their small children, and they don't even frown.
Yeah. And I didn't get the bold. Even after I told you that I like spicy, I didn't get that one right there. I didn't get the bold.
No, Chef, you didn't get the bold. I'm saying that's in high demand. Chef HSN cleared me out on all my bold, okay? They took everything left.
Oh, that's
that
what
had.
It is.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Why you would have got bold, but you know, actually, I'm heading. Yeah, you would have got bold. They just took me out for all that.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
But I'm gonna tell the listeners. I mean, you can get bold. You can get it. You gonna have to go. You know, in a couple of days we'll be in HSN. They've got some, and there might be a few on the website. So we'll get to that. But you got
will?
Two flavors, Chef, and we call it love in a bottle. Because it's and we call it love in a bottle because literally
it was made with passion, Chef. It was made with anything made with passion, got to have love in it. I'm just saying.
Oh, that's the number one ingredient. That's the main ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
And all of your whether it's savory or whether it's sweet. You got to have that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes. Oh yes.
And with that, even with that, your cornbread mix is a multiple use mixture, isn't it? You can make cornbread waffles out of it, right? Pancakes even? Is that right?
Chef, it's the only all purpose mix that's currently in the market, I'm gonna tell you. And there is nothing like it. Yes, it's 3-in-1. It doesn't matter if you bake it in the oven for traditional Southern style cornbread. There's a little sweetness to it, so you don't need honey. It has the right texture, so it's not like cake. You know, you want some of the coarseness in there, right? But also it's moist and fluffy, and it rises, and it cracks at the top. It just makes you want to go, oh, my God.
That's the reason you need the honey, because of the crack.
Oh, yeah. It cracks at the top, just like Grandma used to do. Okay, so if you want something that's going to take you back to your grandma's kitchen, your mom's kitchen, this is it. Okay, this recipe originated with my grandmother that was never, ever written down. Passed on to my mother. Again, not written down. And I was fortunate enough, after a year of trial, to actually attach a written recipe to the proper ingredients. Because I knew the texture, and I knew what it was supposed to look like and taste like, the dry mix as well as the wet one. So I was able to construct all of that and work it out, and then we work together to, package this, market it. And I'm telling you, it hasn't even crested to where we're going. I mean, there's nothing like it. I mean, there's nothing that measures up other than a homemade Southern style cornbread mix that you, your grandma made. That's it.
Yes. I'm excited for you guys.
Now, talk a little bit about the waffle, okay, because it makes a cornbread waffle. But get this. When you're making the waffles or the pancakes, you don't need egg in the batter. You don't need to add egg. Okay, you can even bake it. We've done it. We baked it without an egg, and I'm telling you, it still comes out great.
That's a beautiful thing.
Listeners at home, get creative with that mix. I mean, I'll let John talk about the Taste of America. A contest that's currently going on with both products, but get creative. Throw some blueberries in it. Blueberry cornbread muffins.
Yeah.
Blueberry muffins.
and with your sauces, your barbecue sauce, it has now solidified you a spot in the World Food Championship competition that's going to be held this fall in Alabama. Is that right?
Yes, Chef. Actually, and this is Jonathan. So the barbecue sauce and both the cornbread mix. So the barbecue sauce has got us in. The competition's going on right now. It's called the Taste of America. We're two of 50 brands representing all 50 states of the U.S. And our barbecue sauce is represented in the state of Illinois, for which five residents of Illinois, all they got to do is get a bottle of that barbecue sauce, come up with a recipe using it as an ingredient, take a picture of it, and go ahead and submit it to the website. Five people from Illinois are going to get selected to get a golden ticket. One of those five is going to get the grand prize golden ticket and get their whole trip paid for to go. The other four runner-ups are going to basically get tickets to attend the event. But here's the kicker, Chef. $300,000 for the winner. Now, both brothers are going to be in Alabama in November. And we just say this, twin ends one inch, Chef. So whoever is in Alabama with the barbecue sauce, you already won. We'll be there. We'd love to have somebody representing from Illinois. So if there are any listeners on the line right now, go ahead. I mean, BurgessBrothers.com, get your bottles and get creative. And I'm going to say get two, maybe three of them because you're going to need it.
Yeah.
You're going to love one.
Yeah.
Share one with a friend, and then use the other one for something special.
Well, yeah? they need to get three bottles of each of the medium and of the bold.
Well, the medium and the bold, they can get three of each. But if you're medium palate, it don't matter which bottle you go with, both of them qualify.
Mm-hmm.
We just need you to use that as an ingredient. Now I'm gonna tell you, Chef, because
okay,
the barbecue sauce is tomato. It's a tomato paste base.
Mm-hmm.
Our chili that we make out here, I don't use tomato sauce or tomato paste. My barbecue sauce is my base.
Okay.
And it's absolutely amazing. So I'm giving up. There's a golden nugget for somebody looking to get a golden ticket.
Nice.
Check it out yourself.
All right. Listen,
Chef, I would even encourage him to use that recipe you talked about with some chicken on it. You can't go wrong with this sauce. That recipe
you cannot,
that we talked about.
I'm telling you.
Okay,
you
can bake that chicken. It's going to bake up so good as a glaze. Understand this.
Yes.
You can use this sauce as a marinade first because it's thin enough, right? You can use it as a glaze, okay? And you can use it as a dipping sauce. It covers – it's an all-purpose sauce. It's going to, if it hasn't already in some places, replace ketchup. Because we don't have fructose in it. There's no added preservatives in it. And there's no gluten. So when you taste this product, okay, and you really understand the love in the bottle, the passion it was made with, because it gives you something where anyone tasting it will know that it's homemade sauce in a bottle. That's love. And this is Matthew.
Yes,
this is Matthew.
That's all right. Listen, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. Are you able to hold on with us?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to be right back after this commercial break with more from my good friends, the Burgess Brothers.
I need a caller in. Maddie, can you hear me?
They say I'm crazy, the way you got me open, baby. Ooh. They say I'm bugging, the way I'm time sweating your loving. Ooh. They all sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide. It ain't a question of pride. Ooh. It's love, love, love. Ooh. It's love. They say I'm flipping the way you got my whole life flipping. Ooh.
We are here with the distinguished phenomenal founders and owners of the Burgess Brothers Barbecue and Burgers, celebrity chefs Jonathan Burgess and Matthew Burgess. And if you want to join in, please dial 718-766-4964. Press 1 to be identified, and remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. Welcome back, guys. I wanted to get you back on before we run out of time because I wanted to talk about you and your TV personalities that you have. Come on and share with us about that. You guys are got some good news. You talked about how you first got into it with a, you know, friendly competition 7 years ago, but what's going on now?
So, Chef, we'll be debuting back. This is Matthew. We'll be debuting back again on Home Shopping Network for the second time this Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. So it's going to be the 7 p.m. hour Eastern time, Monday night, the 12th. And also Tuesday morning, the 13th at 7 a.m. So appearing there quite frequently, selling both products, but having fun while we do it. A little friendly banter, showing people, you know, the use and versatility of such a great product. That's just one of the things that we're doing with TV. Also, we have on the 25th of this month, we will air on Guy Fieri's Grocery Games 2020. And I can tell you, it's a twin episode and it's epic. So you tell your viewers to program Network Guy Fieri Grocery Games, and they're in for a treat when they watch 22 Brothers in it. And you know we're 20.
Well, you just told us. You just put it out there live. Over a million listeners tune in right now across the world. So listen, Food Network, June 25th. I need you to be tuned in. Go on and program it now in your DVRs and all of these things because you don't want to miss Guy's Grocery on that episode. And certainly on Monday, Monday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then again that 13th at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on HSN. So let's make sure we get out there and go on and buy everything that they have in stock. Now, we kind of talked about it, but I understand that you were recently, I think we just hinted at it, but you were recently awarded a very prestigious account.
Yes, I'm like John. Absolutely. John?
Did John not come back?
I'm just on a bus and it's kind of loud, so Matt, I'll let you go ahead. I'm gonna get it.
Okay, so Chef, let me tell you what we learned. Basically, we were Burgess Brothers was selected to handle all of concessions for the USA Championship Track and Field at Sacramento State University. So, understanding the magnitude of this account, we will the Burgess Brothers, our products, will service there's going to be over at least 8,000 to 10,000 attendees per day. That's a 4-day event. 22nd through the 25th, we're going to have USA track and field champions come out and compete. And that's just a phenomenal platform. But it also goes to show you what we aim for, which is excellence. We get to bless the audience and the stands and all the fans with a great product, but also a part of the brothers and being there and being in the forefront and utilizing some of our, you know, a lot of our youth and a lot of the talent that we have right here in our local community, which extends beyond because we're going to bring in talent from outside our local community as well, just to assist with the event because of the magnitude of it. But we're excited.
I'm
extremely
excited for you. I am
excited
for you guys. That's a huge honor. You have a lot going on for the month of June. And how may our listeners follow you on social media?
So social media, my brother's better with that, those accounts, but I can take a crack at it. We have Facebook, which is Burgess Brothers Barbecue. They can also follow the Burgess Brothers, and there's always going to be a picture of us. Twin Brothers, as well as our products on those sites. Our Instagram handle is Burgess Bros Barbecue. I'm sure if I was incorrect, John would have chimed in by now. So I must be right. So that's their Instagram.
You're right, because I follow you. You're right. So far, you're doing good.
Follow us there as well. And, yeah, so those are our social media platforms. We also have a platform, Chef, and I'm just going to tell you a little bit about it because we're going to debut. Have you ever heard of the Chihuahua?
I have not.
Chihuahua. So we got a page called the Chihuahua. Basically, it is cornbread waffle dessert, dusted in cinnamon and sugar, created by none only than the Burgess Brothers. That is our signature dish. If you like a churro, you're going to love this dessert because it's a churro on steroids. It's made with our cornbread waffle, dusted in cinnamon and sugar. That will be the selected dessert item for the 2017 USA Championships, along with the barbecue sauce and the products that were served. The Chihuahua.
Nice.
Don't forget that name, Chef. Do not forget the name, the Chihuahua.
I won't.
Yes, so, Chef, are you still there? Uh-oh.
I'm still here.
I'm still here, too, but I think Chef got disconnected, or we got disconnected somewhere.
Possibly.
Talk. Before we close out, talk, do you have any special announcements that you would like to make to our Entertaining Solutions family?
Yeah, the only thing, Chef, I want to say, I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank the listeners for tuning in and listening. Make sure they don't forget to watch this Monday night on HSN, which is the 12th, and then Tuesday morning, the 13th. And also tune in to 20 to Win It and Guy Fieri's Grocery Games on the 25th of June. And go out and get the barbecue sauce for that Taste of Mystery contest. Somebody's got to go to Alabama with them.
Somebody.
Well,
since Jonathan and Matt, it has been a pleasure to have you here with me on my show, and I appreciate your support and willingness to share your story, your expertise with the Entertaining Solutions family, and we wish you all the best in your every endeavor, my guy.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, and God bless.
Okay.
All right, everybody, that was founders, owners of the Burgess Brothers Barbecue and Burgers, celebrity chef Jonathan Burgess. And Burgess and Matt Burgess, and thanks for hanging in here with us. Listen, I got some news for you. You can get your autographed copy of my latest cookbook, Chef Elliot Solstice Recipes. All you got to do is just go to my website, www.chefelliot.com. And while you're there, go on and order you some Chef Elliot Soul Shaking Seasoning All-Purpose Blend at that same website, www.chefelliot.com. Catch me in a city near you by following my touring schedule at that same website, www.chefelliot.com. I am constantly on the move. Clayton County Board of Health, Men's Health Fair. I'll see you June 16th in Jonesboro, Georgia. Washington, D.C. and the DMV area. I'll see you at the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival in National Harbor on June 17th. Atlanta, Georgia. I'll see you at the Family Food Fest Atlanta doing a cooking demo along with Chef G. Garvin and Chef Tregay Frazier on June 18th. June 23rd, I'll be catering the Thomas A. Dorsey Convention Board Member, Pastor Yavis McKenzie's 50th birthday and 30th ministry celebration in Atlanta. Orlando, Florida, I'll see you next at the International Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Conference, June 25th through July 1st. And I'll be thrilled to serve you in your city, your church, conferences, craft services, private events, corporate events, cooking demonstrations. Listen, for booking information, you can call 678-467-7013, 678-467-7013. We travel all over the world. Or you can email us at info@chefelliot.com or contact us by going to the website, chefelliot.com. Give us a call or contact us so you may witness firsthand the Chef Elliot's experience, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. To get recipes, tips, and up-to-the-minute details about culinary happenings, like my page on Facebook, Chef Elliot Farmer. Follow me on Twitter, Chef Elliot. Instagram, Chef Elliot Farmer, and on Pinterest, at Chef Elliot Farmer. Next week, we will have celebrity chef Nicole Bonilla, who was featured on the cooking channel's Cake Hunters. You don't want to miss next week's live show.
Listeners, join us here next and every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Chef Elliott's Entertainment Solutions radio show here on the Industry Entertainment Network. I give all glory and honor to God and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the precious Holy Ghost. Good night and blessings to you.
Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions.
Chef. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott in